Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 38, Making a Contribution, Mark chapter 10, verse 13 through to verse 31. Run your mind over the people in your life. In your relationships with them, it's give and take, yes? You contribute to their life. They contribute to yours. That's how it works. At least generally. Because with some, there's an imbalance. The seesaw is tipped. So maybe you know folk who take a lot more than they give. You might be okay with that because they're family or a good friend or in great need. Or you may not be okay with that because they're just draining you. But either way, they take more than they give. On the other hand, though, possibly you've got one or another person in your life who gives more than they take. You're enriched by them. In our part of Mark's Gospel, Jesus' team are approached by various people, and the attitude of the disciples to them seems purely to be, what can this person give to us? And that's not simply personal, it's about the project. Jesus is God's special leader, the Christ. His team feel, therefore, they need around him only those who will benefit the cause. Of course, there is self-interest in that. Jesus's gain is their gain. But nonetheless, their concern is to have people who can promote Jesus. So, firstly, when some parents arrive with their children, the disciples aren't keen. To a modern politician, photo ops with small children might appeal as looking caring. But Jesus' friends don't see it that way. Jesus is a serious man on a serious business. Children have nothing to contribute to that. They therefore push the parents away until Jesus tells them off. He welcomes these families and tells his disciples to be more like these children. What does he mean? Well, they think the children are useless, with nothing to contribute. Whereas they like to think of themselves as important to Jesus, key to his success. In other words, their work has made them proud, arrogant, dismissive of those who they regard as of less worth. That's how they see them in their eyes. Jesus has no use for such an attitude. He is inviting people into God's kingdom. It is open to all, no matter who they are, so long as they are turning from their sin and seeking God's forgiveness through Jesus. So his team had better change to work his way, or else. Jesus' friends need to learn that in God's kingdom, give, not take, is the order of the day. Jesus himself will give everything to help others. His disciples need to adjust their attitude. Which comes out further in a second incident, when a man approaches Jesus. He's a good chap, a fine citizen, and super rich. What's not to like? Yet, from the start of their conversation, Jesus seems to be holding him at arm's length. The man really wants Jesus' direction for his life, but Jesus is distant. and ends up saying, "You're not really suited to my work at the moment. However, I think you could be if you go away and give all your money to the poor. Come and find me after you've done that." At which point the man leaves. Miserable. What is Jesus doing? He sees in the man a reliance on himself. He knows he's got so much to give. But God's kingdom is for those who know they need to be saved. Whether they're rich or poor, strong or weak, good or bad, old or young, this man doesn't see himself correctly yet. He's blinded by his success. So Jesus offers to remove the crutch the man leans on in his life, his financial strength. The man, however, hates the idea. And so do Jesus' team. How could Jesus drive away such a valuable asset? They've given up an awful lot to help Jesus. So isn't it only fair to have a bit of payback? But Jesus rebukes them again. They are looking at things all the wrong way round. The point about God's kingdom is that it gives much to us, generously, graciously, mercifully, from the God who has everything. He rescues us from sin and grants eternal life with all the cost underwritten by God. Jesus himself will go on to prove that by sacrificing his own life for the kingdom. He gives away everything as he trusts God for the future. His team need to change their way of thinking. But what do you think? In our give and take world, do you spend too much time thinking about what you're having to give others? Or what others are giving to you? Doesn't Jesus' approach of simply entrusting your life to God sound better? A more hopeful and happier way to live? To know that whether you are rich or poor, your life is secure thanks to God? That you could have your life drained in helping others and nothing would be lost? This is the life Jesus offers. What do you think? Thanks for watching. As you ponder on, have a listen to the reading from Mark's Gospel, which is coming up next. Pray it through, and then come back for the next video.
Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 31. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." As he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them and blessed them. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honour your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you." "I tell you the truth," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first."